You're listening to Showtime with Charmin Yarnell on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Welcome back to Showtime. It's time to go fringin', and in a couple of weeks, that is. But that means heading out to the East End with a tote bag full of emergency necessities such as Band-Aids, bottled water, UV protection, a brolly, and a map of all the shows presented by the Montreal St. Ambroise Fringe Festival. In studio with me now are Shane Adamczak, who plays whose play is Zach to the Future, Antonio Brevaro, Holy Trinity, Jess Solomon, Obsession, and Kayla Milmine with the Elephant in the Room Faster. Welcome all.
Thank you.
Hello, hello.
Thank you.
Girl, you all sound so calm, so cool, and collected and quiet. I know you're not like that. This is Fringe. This is the for the Fringe. There you go. Okay, is this everyone's first time at the Fringe Festival in Montreal?
This is actually my fourth Montreal Fringe.
I knew I recognized
you. Yes.
What were you in here last? The last time?
Last year I did a show called A Complete History of Zach Adams, and before that I did a show called Love Songs for Future Girl.
That was it.
Yes.
That was what I saw you in.
Ah, fantastic.
But you've come back with something else, and we'll get to that. And just that's Shane talking, by the way. Now, what we're going to do, and everyone else, it's the first time, right?
No.
It's my second time.
Oh, it's your second time,
it's
too.
It's my third or fourth time. Yeah, I did Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And
I love that show.
Oh, thank you.
I also saw that in New York, as I saw your production. I saw it in New York with Michael Cerveris.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and it was brilliant. It is a brilliant piece of work. What about you, Kayla?
It is my first time.
Don't let them scare you. I'm here to protect you.
Fresh meat.
I am here to protect you. I tell you what, you're all going to get a little over a minute and a half, okay, or a minute and 15 to talk about, to sell your show. And we're going to do that right now. Let's start off with Shane.
Okay, I'm doing a show called Zach to the Future, right? It's about finding yourself. And I don't mean like finding yourself in like a metaphorical or spiritual level. It's like actually going to find yourself in the future. Like if you've ever wondered, like, what if I did something different? Like, what would I be doing in 10 years? This is what this show's about. It's like an Australian actor who's lost his faith and his talents. And he does the only logical thing. He travels into the future to find out if he ever becomes successful. But, as with Fringe plays, things get complicated. There's a love interest, an evil man with two left hands, and a mysterious figure that lurks in the shadows. The show has got music, puppetry, comedy, a bit of stand-up. It's pretty much for anyone that's ever wanted to, get the DeLorean up to 88 miles per hour, get in the TARDIS, or just go on an excellent adventure through time and space.
And you have a fake accent, don't you?
Yes.
That's a fake accent.
I'm actually from Toronto. Yeah, I've just been practicing my Aussie accent.
There you go. Okay, now Antonio with Holy Trinity.
Holy Trinity is a dirty love song to the gay 80s. It's a show about the evolution of queer identities, of metamorphosis, of a community's changing notions surrounding gender and sexuality. Now, I play the divine Ms. Gracie, the transgendered hostess of the grimy strip club cabaret where the magic happens. The other characters forming the Trinity of Trinity are a retired army fag and a barely legal stripper starlet. So yes, you will see some man flesh, see some live singing by yours truly, and experience also some of the emotional spectrum that was present during the height of the HIV/AIDS epidemic. So we got serious stuff, we have comedy, we have fluff, and a very sexy cast, if I do say so myself, waiting for you at our fabulous venue, Café Cléopâtre.
And do we get to see some of your flesh?
Well, let's just say I have a bit of added flesh for the show. You have to come see what part of me it is.
I'm intrigued.
Oh, I know you are.
Yeah. boys. Okay, now we have Jess Solomon with Obsession.
Charmin. It's okay. Yep. I'm just finishing this tweet. Hold on one second.
Tweeting.
Okay.
Tweeting on
the show. Okay, I'm just going to proofread it. Hey, tweeps. Okay, no, forget, sorry, that sounds condescending. Guys, I'm just on with Charmin Yarnell. Sorry, what's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle, Showtime Charmin. don't
okay,
you know?
Okay, just on with Charmin at Showtime's Sharon.
Sharon, get it right at least.
What is it?
Showtime Charmin.
Showtime Charmin. I'm on with Showtime Charmin at Showtime, giving my 1 minute pitch for my at Montreal Fringe show, hashtag obsession, on at CJAD800. Come to all 8 shows. Get obsessed. F moderation. Live obsessively. Okay, let me just see if I could. I'm just going to paste the link in for tickets. Hold on. Hold on. One sec. Let me go to bit.ly. It's too long. Okay, wait. I'm 2 characters over.
For crying okay, I'm just, out loud.
Hold on.
Move, come
guys,
on, girl.
One
get
sec,
it going.
Okay, I'm going to change.
She's obsessed
I'm change,
with tweeting.
I'm going to change. I'm going to change one. To the number one.
I'm going to change her
okay.
in a minute if she doesn't hurry
okay,
up.
I'm
going to if you don't
okay,
get it
sent,
out.
It's
come
sent.
On, out,
it's
out,
sent.
Out,
it's sent. It's sent. I just tweeted it. Okay, let me just check if anyone's retweeted it. Charmin, you haven't retweeted. Are you going to retweet? Charmin,
no,
are you
I am
busy?
Not.
Are
I
you
am
busy?
Not.
Why
I'm
are you
very
this
busy.
Is
I'm
bull.
Trying to get you to talk.
This is.
You're done. You're finished. Jeez. Oh, now look over. You're something else. You are. Over here is Kayla Milmine. Now, Kayla is a musician. And you tell us, never mind these people over here, especially that Jess person here in the middle. Ignore her. And let's hear about your show.
All right. Well, my show is Faster Presents the Elephant in the Room. Faster is a musical duo consisting of myself, Kayla Milmine, on soprano saxophone and voice, and a guitarist from New Jersey named Brian Abbott. And our music is kind of like a mixture between jazz and punk. And for this show, it's going to be nihilistic cabaret circus themed type music, and it's also going to be played out through dance with the collaborator Allison Burns, who is going to be choreographing and dancing for the show. So it'll be 3 of us all together, and the storyline for the show is kind of like our own interpretation of a modern day fairy tale kind of story about this confused girl who's questioning human behavior and adult responsibilities.
I think you have her sitting over there in front of the yeah, sorry, keep going.
Sorry, were you guys saying something?
Sorry, Kayla, I shouldn't go on.
So it's just about this confused girl and wanting to run away and join the circus, hence the circus-themed music. And the show is part of the Off Fringe Festival, and it's going to take place at Fuchsia, which is on Colonial and Duluth. There are 11 shows. And for more information, you can check out the website. It's fasterpresents.com, or our Facebook page is facebook.com/fasterpresents.
Now, I know Tranity is not for kids. Is yours for kids?
It's 12 and up.
12 and up. 12. Yeah. No, that's not for kids. No, Jess is not for kids.
I've got 12 and up on
12 and
as well,
up
I
as
think,
well.
Yeah.
Okay, because this is, you know, by the way, what they're doing at the Fringe Fest this year, guys, is they've got Fringing for Kids in the park. And I think
Excellent.
It's a great time to introduce kids to this. Listen, you guys are fabulous. I want to thank you for coming in and joining me on Showtime. And I'm going to get to your, I am going to get to your productions, all of them. Okay.
Excellent.
I might get to yours too, Jess. I have to think about it. Okay. That's it for Showtime. And a reminder to all Fringers, all the proceeds from ticket sales go right back to the performers. So please get out and see these shows. Put the Fringe Fest down in your agenda. Oh, listen to that music. For more information on the Fringe Fest, go to montrealfringe.ca. You'll also find a 3-part series on the Fringe Festival by Tracy Hill on curtainsup.tv. The first part is up now, and here's the bug. She's never fringed before. That's it for Showtime. News headlines are next on CJAD 800.